Everybody, welcome back to another podcast on and off the field. Jeff, how are you doing tonight?
Good, huh? How are you?
Doing good. Excited to be here with you.
Yeah.
Got a exciting pod. Lots to talk about today, as always. Got some Olympics, little NBA, MLB. A lot going on.
Yeah. You smile tomorrow, give him time with you. Thank you for the friendship. Thank you for putting him in my life. Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, Jeff, I know you got a song teed up. But, yeah, what else do you want to intro us with a little bit today?
So,
for what this pod's going to be about?
So, we actually started a new season. We've been planning something for about, I don't know, a little bit now, and I have a friend.
At least a few months. At least a few months.
At least a few months. I have a friend, Ryan Melson Phil. His name is Nick Fisher, and he'll be coming on rather shortly to talk NBA, to talk life with us. And just to hang out with us. So we are starting a brand new season. So
yeah. So we had, what, 15 episodes, season one? This is the official kickoff of season two? Is
yeah.
that what I'm hearing, J-Man? All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Season two. Coming at you.
So, Ryan, do you have... Are we doing a song first?
Do you want to talk about why you picked this song a little bit before we do it?
Because, you know, this song represents, just the friend that these guys are, how loyal these guys have been to me. And, I thought, why don't we change it up? And his name is James Taylor. I obviously grew up on James Taylor. This is off his latest hit album. This is You Got a Friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got a friend.
Check him out on the Blue Ribbon tour coming to you near a city near you, and I think in the fall.
Hey, you even know the name of the tour. We're not playing around, are we? I know that James Taylor is coming to a city near you, Bridgeport, Connecticut, September 4th. I don't know if you're going to be there or not. Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah. So my album is called Blue Lemon. The tour is called Blue Lemon. Check it out.
Yeah, James Taylor. Good then and good now.
Yeah.
Good music is timeless. Go
Yeah.
go get your tickets.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess to even provide some context, who do you know that liked James Taylor before you?
My dad and my brother, Peter did.
Yep, so we got James Taylor fans in the family.
Yeah.
They know what they got good taste in music.
Yeah.
So what does that song mean to you?
I think, I like this. My favorite lyric is, if you're down in trouble, you need a helping hand. You can always count on, but good Lord, you can count on a loyal friend to help you.
Yeah, I think, and I think it's a good segue into your season two of the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Because we're gonna be bringing on some friends.
Yeah, Ryan has couple friends he wants to invite, so it's gonna be fun. We talk about this part, but he gets to introduce them, and I get to introduce mine. So it could be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great season. We're looking forward to it. I know I definitely am. Get some new takes, new thoughts.
Yeah.
See what's going on. And then we got you still want to do a verse of the day, J-Man?
Yes.
You got it ready? I'm just joking. Here it is. What was he gonna say?
Ryan handles the verses. I got the songs.
Yep, haven't heard a bad song yet. All right, here we go. Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. What do you think about that one?
What's that mean to you?
I think to me that means that, you know, if you're doing good things in your life and you're helping people, you're being a good friend, you're being there for people around you in your community, that there's, you know, people are watching and noticing that, and there's a lot of benefits into investing into people. What do
Yeah,
you think?
so I have to agree. I don't know that verse super well, but it fits what we're talking about tonight. I mean, yeah, this evening.
Yeah, funny how that works, huh?
So,
Season two, off with a bang. Yeah, I just think, you know, and then there's just a lot of benefits into being there for your friends and helping them in their lives, and that's why we're season two. Jeff and I are wanting to bring on some friends. It's gonna be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, so I mean, first thing, what do you want to dive into here? You want to talk? We could talk some upcoming fantasy football. What do you think?
Yeah. So, did you know this is a spoiler alert, but
Uh-oh, spoiler alert.
It's okay. It's just preseason, but the 49ers are down, I think, 7-10 against the Saints.
They are up 13-7 at half.
Well, never mind, then. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know Jeff and I are gearing up for another year of fantasy football. This is going to be Jeff's fifth year in the league. Milestone year.
Yeah. So how many years?
Coming off a second place finish last year. Looking to avenge and get first.
Yeah, how many years are you been playing?
This will be my fifth year. Last year I got last, so definitely looking to be better than that.
Yeah. So,
Jeff, you got seventh in your first year, and after that, you have been in the top four the past 4 years.
Oh, wow.
You've gotten third, first, fourth, and second. Any tips, takeaways? You know, what's the secret, Jeff? The people want to know.
So it's mommy and God gave
it's
me
on a t-shirt, it's on a fantasy football trophy.
God gave me a great teammate. His name is Kevin. And so
Well, I mean, I think the people want to know, like, what's your fantasy football strategy? Who's at the top of your draft board this year?
Probably
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
So I mean, when you're in the draft room, when you're making moves, what are you looking for in players that you draft? What type of players make it onto a Jeff Kennison roster?
So obviously, it's God. God gave me the knowledge to draft, but you know, I'm not able to use a computer. So maybe it'll help, but it's not about me. We all need help. If you need help in your relationship with God, you know, just reach out to him and say, I surrender, you know, because I'm in a wheelchair, you know, I've grown up with CP. I always need help, but you know, don't let your disability define you if you have one.
Yeah, that's important stuff, Jeff. I mean, you definitely don't let that define you. You let who you are define you. I think that's super cool. And you know, allow it to be a way that you can have a lot of friends and, you know, really have good relationships with a lot of people.
Yeah, and if you don't have one, you know, don't let it hold you back. Go out and serve God. If you're a believer, go out and serve Him 100%. Keep talking this guy up, but his name is Phil Wickham. He talks about it in one of his songs. I encourage you because it's not about Phil Wickham. It's all about God. Give God 100% and start with prayer every single day.
Yeah, so, and I know that's something you do. What kind of, you know, what motivates you to keep doing that every day? And what kind of differences have you seen that make in your life?
So, there's a movie out.
Mm-hmm.
This will tie into it. It's called The Forge, and it talks about fellowship and how we need fellowship. It's not about me, but you know, it all talks about fellowship. And it's actually breaking news because it's not out yet. So the creators of Show Me the Father created this brand new movie out. It comes out in August. It's called The Forge. So,
Ooh, breaking news, new movies.
Yeah, so I challenge you, all that to say is go out and fellowship him because it's not about me. Kendrick Brothers, a bit
Have you, so have you seen the movie already or no?
No.
Comes out August 23rd. So you can see it local theaters on Friday. Is that right?
Yeah. I think so.
So you can see The Forge August 23rd. After you go to The Forge, you can go see a James Taylor concert. That would be ideal. But I think, but you know, going back to that, I think for you, and I think what's so cool about you know, you making time for the people in your life is for you, it's a way to, you know, take time and be thankful for the people you have in your life, and also, you know, to be thinking about things they have going on, you know, so it's just a kind of, you know, a really cool way that you start your days.
Yeah, so I encourage you, find fellowship and find go see that movie because both guys are gifted actors.
Yeah, that'll be a great one. Maybe next pod you can give us some recap thoughts. If you are you planning on seeing it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, come on, son. Come on now. That's a clown question.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of encouragement, after 2021, a third place finish, I have finished fifth in 2022 and last in 2023. What would you say to all the guys out there that finished last in their fantasy football leagues last year.
So it's not about me. If I'm about God, never give up in sports, never give up in life. So never give up on fantasy football. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I'm hoping to right the ship this year.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Jeff has top four finishes in a row. I've been in the top four once in my entire career. But
yeah.
You never know. This can be the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the league tends to have a triple powerhouse of Jeff, Max's team, and Sammy J's team.
Yeah.
But we'll see if anyone can break in.
Hey, I love you no matter what.
I'll love you if I beat you. No, I'm just kidding. I'll love you no matter what, too.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. We've got the draft coming up early September.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can have some week by week breakdowns. Maybe have some league members on the pod.
Yeah.
Like to give a special shout out to one of the guys in the league, Sammy J. It's his wedding at the end of the month, so super
yeah.
excited for that.
Way to go, Sammy, and congratulations to his future bride.
Yeah, Grace.
Yeah, Grace, what a great man. Let me say a quick prayer. One, bless Sammy and his new wife, and Grace. One, bless them, give them time with you, and I want to help them to get everything done, and put you first in their future marriage. Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, excited for that. Knowing great things are going to happen, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
One thing I want to pick your brain on is, you know, there's a lot of discussions out there about when should you take a kicker, when should you take a defense. I know in the past that you'd like to go for the best kickers, the best defense. What's your thought process behind that? What value do those positional players bring on the offense, on the fantasy football box score?
So I would take it first, you know, because you want to make the first. I mean, you want to do very well.
Yeah, I mean, if I think it's a philosophy that has worked well for you, getting those extra points every week, it's a lot of value there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be fun. Vikings quarterback JJ McCarthy already out for the season with a torn meniscus. Very tough news to hear.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts on that?
Well, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but I don't really know what happened, so.
Oh, just felt a little discomfort in the knee. He didn't go down or anything, and when it got an MRI, and gonna have to get surgery to repair the knee.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll come back better and stronger, and definitely will beat the Packers, so I'm excited for that. Maybe not this year, but definitely in future years to come.
Yeah, you know, even the Bears were good.
We could talk a little NFC North. Jordan Love gets a 4-year, $220 million contract. What do you think about that?
Maybe too early for his career, but good for him.
Yeah, I definitely would have waited another year if I was the Packers organization, but they seem confident.
Yeah, because you don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't know if I would take him in the draft yet, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, maybe you're just saying that so I won't pick him, but who knows? Who
I mean,
knows?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, Caleb Williams looking good in preseason. Detroit coming back with Jared Goff. What's your early NFC North predictions, Jeff?
So early NFC North, I would go with the Lions first.
Nice. Do you want to hear mine first, Jeff?
Maybe the Bears second.
Okay. I would go Lions, Packers, Bears, Vikings. That's my prediction. I think the Bears will be good, but I think the Packers, you know, Jordan Love has a little more experience, but
Yeah.
I think Caleb Williams will be good, but year one, I'm not sure how, you
Yeah.
know. We'll see, though. I mean, he looks like the real deal.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens in this. And then
What did you see? Patrick Mahomes threw a behind-the-back pass for a first down in preseason.
No.
Seems like he's feeling pretty good already.
Yeah, the hard thing is nobody can beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, you think anyone has a shot this year?
Not right now. I mean, to be honest.
How about the Texans? They brought it. They got CJ Stroud coming back. They brought in Stephon Diggs. D'Amico Ryans is building a defense there.
I think they might have a shot.
They got picked up Joe Mixon in the backfield this year. They've got Tank Dell coming off injury.
Yeah.
Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
They could be the real deal. They took and they also picked up Danielle Hunter from the Vikings in free agency.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think they're gonna have a shot. Texans. I don't think anyone else in the AFC West is gonna have a shot though. Denver, Vegas, Chargers. I don't think there's going to be much there. How about
Maybe.
Rodgers on the Jets? What you expecting anything there?
It depends if he can get out of the first game healthy.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we haven't seen Aaron Rodgers play football in a while, haven't you know? He's been hurt.
We're half joking, but half not.
I mean, I dislike Aaron Rodgers. I'm definitely not joking.
After the first game, it went downhill.
Yeah, downhill quickly. We'll see. We'll see what he's got. I mean, it's been a long time. Let's just, hopefully he remembers how to throw a football. It's been a long time.
And so we'll see what happens. I wouldn't play him at all in the preseason game.
Yeah. I've got
So
a couple other questions for you, Jeff. Russell Wilson on the Steelers. What are you expecting there?
I think it's benefit, then I like the Steelers.
Yeah, I
Depends
think
on.
it definitely helps, not playing for a coach that dislikes you. And I think Sean Payton just personally did not like Russell Wilson, so that always makes it tough. Mike Tomlin is a pro's pro, so I think that'll help him.
Yeah, it depends on, how they get their offense going. And they got CJ Watt in the middle, so we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, we'll see. I could see them surprising people. I could also see it not working out.
Yeah.
I could really see that going either way. What about the Bengals with Joe Burrow coming back?
Well, see, I mean, they got talent, so
Yeah, Joe Burrow coming off injury, they could see what happens.
yeah.
I think Joe Burrow's gonna have a big year coming off injury. He's got a lot to prove. Eagles with Saquon Barkley this year. Do you think they could make a run at things?
Definitely, I think that Saquon is on a betting team.
I mean, that's not saying much, but he definitely is.
Yeah, I
Speaking of
think.
the team he was on, Danny Dimes, my pre-draft guide will be do not pick Daniel Jones. I don't see a big year coming from him.
Yeah, I think that Saquon could have a great year.
I mean, an offense of Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, AJ Brown, DeVonta Smith, Dallas Goedert. Sounds pretty good. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. Anybody but Dallas.
And Green Bay. What? Who said that?
I'm focused.
No Dallas. I mean, is there any other? I personally wouldn't. I'm not rooting for the Jets this year. I don't know how you feel about that, though.
Well, I mean, it depends on this.
Yeah, how do you feel? An ex-Packers quarterback no longer on the Packers.
Well, I would like to see him do well, but
It's a classy answer, Jeff. Classy answer from a classy guy. It's a class act answer. I would not be that nice. See, like if you were to ask me about Kirk Cousins, I would say I really like the guy, but I think he should have stayed and he took the money and went to Atlanta. So, hope
yeah.
all goes well, but if he goes 7-9 in Atlanta, I would not be super bummed.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Shaping up for a fun season. We'll do some
Why?
post draft analysis.
Why Atlanta?
Oh, that's the team he's on now.
Yeah. Anyway,
Wait, wait, oh no, what do you mean?
Because they're not really good. So.
Yeah, it was an interesting pick. I think he got a huge contract from them.
So.
I think that's why he went there. Did you see the contract that was?
No.
It was a 4-year, $180 million contract.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, I mean, hard to say no to that. So, I totally get that. If you're
Yeah.
36 and someone gives you a 4-year, $180 million contract in the NFL, you have to take it.
Yeah. I would probably take it too.
Aaron Rodgers, 40 this year.
Yeah.
We'll see what he's got in the tank.
We shall see.
We shall see what we shall see. Well, I want to talk a little MLB too, Jeff. We're about, a month out from the playoffs. We got a lot of teams at the top of the standings in the league. We
Yeah,
got what?
why?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 teams within 3 games of each other for the best record in baseball.
Yeah, this is kind of fun, I mean, Minnesota's coming on strong. They took 3 out of 4 from the Rangers, and I think the Guardians lost today.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yeah, Guardians got swept by the Brewers, so that makes things very interesting. And then the Guardians go to New York. They host the Rangers. They host the Royals, and they've got the Pirates, Dodgers, Braves, Twins, Astros. They don't have not an easy end to the season for Cleveland.
So,
Twins
sorry.
get the Angels, Marlins, Rays, Blue Jays, Cardinals. Seems like they have a much, definitely their schedule is a little easier. So that division could really go either way, in my opinion. Even Kansas City, Twins 2 games back, Kansas City 3. How do
So,
you see that shaken out?
I think my balance is Twins to lose.
Yeah, we'll see. And then I mean that would lead to the Twins getting a home series. Be exciting. Be exciting. Baltimore and New York at the top of the AL East right now. Tied.
I got a quick question
All
before
right.
we move on. How is that Joe Mauer Hall of Fame
Oh
game?
yeah, I was able to go to the Joe Mauer Hall of Fame induction game.
Yeah.
And they announced that they're going to build a statue for him deservingly outside of the park, which was really cool. Yeah, it was just a really cool moment to be a part of. I mean, Joe Mauer was the hometown kid, grew up in Minnesota. Played his whole career for the Twins, one of the best catchers to play the game. Yeah, I mean, I don't just you can't build a better player in terms of, what a class act he was, all the things he did in the community, just how hard he competed and represented the
Yeah.
team well. So yeah, it was super special to be there. I think every kid in Minnesota looked up to Joe Mauer in a certain sense. So it
Yeah.
was re really cool to be there for that that moment for him.
I really liked him. I really liked Troy Hunter as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got some new guys like Royce Lewis and Brooks Lee, Jose Miranda. So, yeah, Twins look like they've got a lot going. So, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, so really quick, we were talking about the brand new movie, The Forge. Do you have a favorite movie? Do you recommend any movies?
Any movies? Favorite movie all time is, I gotta prepare for that question, Jeff. I don't know if I'm ready to answer that. Movies that I recommend right now. I don't know if I've got any. I saw the movie Twister with my girlfriend Lauren, and that was a good one. I like that one a lot. It's about
Yeah.
a science project to figure out if there's a way to save people by stopping tornadoes before they start. Cool movie. I enjoyed it. It's a fun and interesting watch.
Oh, cool.
So I'd say that's been my top one lately.
Yeah. So,
how about you? Do you have any other ones you want to shout out?
Memphis movie by the same actor. It's called Facing the Giants. It's a football movie. It's over. I think that might be the third one. I think they've done five movies.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, so, and God gave me a heart for a policeman. Another one I recommend is Courageous.
Okay. What's that one about?
It's cool because you get to see a wife of a mouth spoiler, but you get to see, yeah, mouth spoiler alert, but
Okay, no spoilers, no spoilers.
yeah, it's a great movie. But probably Shelby the Father is my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. And why is that? I know you've talked about it a little bit before, but I know that's a big favorite for you.
Because I let's see. No spoilers.
No
There's
no spoilers.
a lot of scripture in it, and it's just an incredible movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it just shows the importance of having strong, you know, strong figures like that in your life and what that can do, you know, what that mentorship can do.
Yeah.
All right, J-Man. Well, we've only got a few more minutes here. Anything else you wanna? Any books or pods or people you wanna shout out? You wanna talk a little more MLB? What are you thinking?
So, Let me do this. So, two more things. You know, I really love, God in the military, and I met a friend. His name is Eddie Lopez. He got married a few years ago to a lovely person named Sabrina. Her birthday was on last week, so happy birthday, Sabrina.
Happy birthday, Sabrina.
Yeah,
birthday shout out.
Yeah, I want to say, play for them. And while I just play for Eddie and Sabrina's marriage one day, you impress them and give them time with you. Thank you for putting them in my life. And she's actually a twin. So I bless someone too. And amen.
Amen.
Yeah, me, Brooklyn. I really want you to read this called Everybody Always. It's kind of by the same author.
I've read that book.
Yeah, and I highly recommend, you know.
It's a great one.
It's how we're supposed to love people as our neighbors and as thyself, and how we're supposed to love people no matter how we feel. It's called Everybody Always. How would you describe that book?
Yeah, I think it's just a cool way of looking at, practical ways to get out there and care about, the things that are going on within your circle of influence. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is that a good way to put it?
How we're supposed to show God's love
Yeah, to the people closest to, what we see on a day-to-day basis and what's feasible.
So
what our takeaways are: to go see the James Taylor concert movie Friday. Remind me the name.
The Forge.
The Forge. Pick up a copy of Bob Goff. Remind me the name. Everybody Always.
Yep.
Give me your fantasy football tips so I can beat Jeff this year. Everybody, feel free to send them in. Yeah, a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, you was lying the most. I'll give a time with you. Thank you for the friendship. Thank you for being in my life, baby. With me.